This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. The Monroe County Landmarks Commission recently submitted a letter to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC. Roxy Todd reports that the group opposes the latest proposed route for the Mountain Valley Pipeline, which cuts very close to an historic Mineral Springs hotel.
Mary Pearl Compton is a former state legislator and a current member of the Monroe County Landmarks Commission.
Well, the reason we really got involved, and early on we were not going to get involved, but then when they changed the Mountain Valley Pipeline from the proposed route to the alternate route, it came right through Sulphur Springs Historical District.
MVP recently released a new alternative route, which puts the pipeline through a hill that sits just behind the historic Salt Sulphur Springs Hotel. During the 1800s, the mineral spring waters of Salt Sulphur Springs were famous for their supposed healing powers, and the Salt Sulphur Springs Hotel was built in 1820.
And the resort at Salt Sulphur Springs, much of it is still standing, post office, store, part of the main building and the ballroom.
The resort closed in the 1920s, but the hotel was later restored. The hotel is owned by Betty Farmer. She hosts events inside the ballroom and many weddings outside on the lawn.
All of that is still there. Now, Salt Sulphur Springs was one of the springs that sprang up throughout this eastern section of West Virginia.
The gas pipeline would be buried, but the Historic Commission says that they don't want the pipeline to run within view of this historic district. They say that the 75-foot right-of-way that would be cut along the route would affect the view from the historic hotel. They also say that they're concerned that the construction of a 9-foot-deep trench might obstruct the flow of the mineral springs underground.
We believe that this is not the right route and that another route should be selected, because the cultural attachment in Monroe County and to a lot of West Virginians and people all over the country is very important to us, not only the cultural impact, but particularly the historical impact.
Another concern for many of the county's residents is that the area's porous karst topography makes this a dangerous location for a pipeline. That's because under the ground here are many, many sinkholes, streams, and caves. One example of the karst in Monroe County is Scott Hollow Cave, which is the third longest cave in West Virginia, with a length of 24 miles. Mountain Valley Pipeline Company spokeswoman Natalie Cox says that her company is in the early phases of surveying.
It can be constructed safely. It can be maintained safely in this type of topography. And what Mountain Valley has done is hired a third-party karst topography expert, if you will, to do analysis along not only the proposed route, but the alternative routes as well.
That engineering consulting company is Draper Aiden Associates, located in Blacksburg, Virginia. Meanwhile, the Mountain Valley Pipeline Company has other issues before it can continue to survey the proposed and alternative pipeline routes. Last month, MVP filed suit against 100 West Virginians demanding access to their land for surveying. The result of this case will likely create a precedent for future eminent domain cases like this one in West Virginia. According to the Mountain Valley Pipeline website, the company is still planning on sending its formal pipeline proposal to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission by October of this year. According to an economic benefit report that MVP commissioned by FTI Consulting, the pipeline is projected to generate about 8,000 jobs in West Virginia between 2015 and 2018. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Union.
This is West Virginia Morning at 7:48. Rain and thunderstorms, but partial clearing by this afternoon. Temperatures in the 70s today, becoming partly cloudy overnight with lows in the 50s. Mostly sunny on Saturday, highs reaching the 70s and low 80s. Rain in the forecast on Sunday with temperatures in the 60s and 70s.
Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting is provided by the WVU Arts and Entertainment, presenting the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater performing Beauty and the Beast at the WVU Creative Arts Center April 26th. Information at 304-293-SHOW. Call 1-800-RADIO-87, 1-800-723-4687 to pledge your support to West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Randy Newman's Dixie Flyer is one of Mountain Stage host Larry Gross's favorites because Newman says so much about what it means to be an American. Here is Newman with Dixie Flyer on this Mountain Stage Song of the Week.
Mississippi. And the great green Hudson driven by a Gentile they knew. Drinking rye whiskey from a flask in the back seat. Trying to do like the Gentiles do. Christ, they wanted to be Gentiles too. Who wouldn't down there, wouldn't you? An American Christian. Bound for New Orleans. Cross the state of Texas to the land of dreams. On the Dixie Flyer. Bound for New Orleans. Back to her friends and her family in the land of dreams. In the land of dreams.
Randy Newman with Dixie Flyer. You can hear this song again and more music Saturday night at 8 on Mountain Stage, right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. West Virginia Morning is produced with the assistance of Suzanne Higgins, Clark Davis, Jessica Lilly, Glennis Bohr, Dave Mistich, Roxy Todd, Liz McCormick, and Jesse Wright. Our theme music is by Matt Jackford. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.